to another edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Aren't you glad it's almost the weekend? I'm glad. Why? Because there's a lot of cool things happening. And there's also a lot of things that just make us shake our heads. We need to take a break from it. Venting. I love a good venting session. And boy, are we treated to some great ones here on ATN. Remember, you can always be part of the water cooler buzz simply by giving us a jingle at 800-259-5791. You're going to want to keep that number handy right now. Write it on a tiny slip of paper that you think you're not going to lose, or just on your hand. Can't tell you how many people I shake hands with where they've written a number on their hand or a note on their hand. That's what Sarah, remember Sarah Palin got busted for that. And a lot of people write notes on their hand. What gives? What's up with that? I know we all have thousands of notepads laying around or the little sticky notes. I'm a sticky note person. If only you could see the inside of my studio. It's sticky note central everywhere. It kind of looks like a TV station where you envision where they're talking about moving this thing and putting this show here and we need this person and then they have sticky notes all over the place. That's what it's like. I think the president has a lot of sticky notes. Libya. Gaddafi. Do I move him here? Do I move this there? What do I do with the CIA? I think he has notes like that. I'm going to say no. Remember, Bush didn't have any electronic traces because he didn't use email. But this president, President Obama, has a BlackBerry. He had to get permission for it and all that other sort of stuff to be able to use the BlackBerry because the problem was the thought that he could be compromised and somebody could download the information, you know, like the codes to the nukes. Remember these codes. Here are my important numbers. There are a lot of important things going on, to be certain, and a big one, because purely from a spending point of view, not to labor this point so much, but so many of you have filled my mailbox, my email, with questions about Libya. Did I really think in the end there was going to be boots on the ground, even though you have the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State and, of course, the President saying no boots on the ground? But at what point does the tide turn and somebody says, well, we're going to go in with a small band of Marines because we've got to take out Gaddafi and this is the only way we can do it. And we're part of the NATO coalition, so it's not just us. We're not the only people who are going to be part of this, but we have to send in some troops. That's how it starts, the slippery slope. John McCain, the senator from Arizona, thinks not enough is happening. Here's what he had to say about Libya.
We are not doing everything necessary in order to achieve our policy goals.
And what are the policy goals? The policy goals, supposedly, with the UN resolution, it was all about a humanitarian mission to help the rebels achieve their objective. But on the other hand, it was didn't go far enough because the achieving their objective means Muammar Gaddafi is not going to be in power. There's no compromise. There's no negotiating. There's no changing minds here. He would have to be booted out. So I think it's right to question, there is always the chance that a mind could be changed, and then some time goes by, there's a stalemate. Even though people are bailing on Gaddafi and his regime, a couple of his ministers, he can still dig in. I mean, even if everything's taken out, the tanks, the air, everything else, he still has people, enough people around him. And the rebels are kind of all over the map. So you would have to give more aid. If there's more aid, boom, it's done. It's like one of the callers said, this whole thing about no boots on the ground, why didn't the U.S. just go in there then, just call it what it is, talk to Congress, go in, and bada bing, boom, it's over with, because it wouldn't have really taken that much. And then it's done. In the end, maybe less money would have been spent. I don't know. But I have a feeling the Libya question, even though I thought in the beginning it would wrap itself up and wouldn't drag out, I think this is a soap opera that's going to drag out for a long time. I think when you tune into America Tonight, at some point in these shows, you'll hear me mention, okay, by the way, day 85 of the Libyan conflict. Remember Ted Koppel, who earned his fame on Nightline with the Iran hostage crisis? And he was so famous for this. You can Google this. If you're like 21 and you have no idea what I'm talking about, Google it. And you'll see where he comes on every day and says the day. Day 100, day whatever, of the crisis. And people tuned in to hear that update. Okay, here's what's happening. So we're getting a lot of doublespeak. That's the problem. We're getting a lot of it out of the administration. Jay Carney now is the person who talks to the reporters, and ultimately that trickles out and trickles down to all of us in our nooks and crannies across America. So the president's decision to take military action against the atrocities that are being committed by Gaddafi contradicts a lot of statements made by the president in the past, and this is part of the water cooler buzz. If you go back to 2002, when he was an Illinois state senator, he spoke in an anti-war rally in Chicago and, of course, opposed President Bush's planned invasion of Iraq and acknowledged at that time, you can also find this, that Saddam Hussein was a tyrant who butchered his own people, but said about the planned invasion, I don't oppose all wars. What I am opposed to is a dumb war, a rash war. So now he's in a similar situation. Where do you go with this on Libya? It was earlier in the week, because here we are heading into the weekend, it was the beginning of the week, when the president took over the airwaves in prime time to justify the attack on Gaddafi's forces in Libya and talked about his record of brutality and said that we invest as America, our interests and values are at stake and we're investing in this because of that. And also said that we weren't the leader, but that we had responsibilities to human beings in these circumstances, because it would be a betrayal of who we are. Definitely the same thing when it comes to George Bush, I'd have to say. I mean, you can say what you want about the Bush administration, but wasn't that what they were saying? It's just that the weapons of mass destruction get tagged on to the invasion in Iraq, because ultimately that was the reason why. But Saddam Hussein is certainly a bigger butcher than Gaddafi is. If you wanted to add up the body count or the atrocities committed by Hussein compared to Gaddafi, Hussein wins that race hands down. What do you say, America? Chime in with me, Kate Delaney. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can say that can't be
made. Those are great lyrics, aren't they? All you need is love. We do all need love. Doesn't work in this living crisis, I gotta tell you. Although several of the top dudes are stepping aside, they're tired of the struggle and the Gaddafi nonsense, so they've bolted for other places. One of the foreign ministers, or one of his ministers, his right-hand guy, in fact, went to London the other day and decided he wasn't going to be part of what was happening with the leader of Libya. And there have been a few others who have defected from this regime. Maybe they see the handwriting on the wall and they followed the foreign minister, Kusa, and saw what happened with him and decided, yeah, I'm going to get out of here before it's too late. So now he's not the only one to resign. There are a couple of others who have done the same thing. I have no love for Gaddafi, that's to be sure. He absolutely had a hand in, I believe, in that 88 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie that killed so many Americans, young people that were, some of them in college, that were doing foreign exchange things and whatever, but 270 people in all. So Kusa was a guy who was expelled from England even in the 80s after he gave an interview, and this is a Gaddafi, the Gaddafi's foreign minister, former, after he gave an interview that was pushing the use of violence to silence all the critics of the Libyan government. How about that? And now there are people in England that are saying, great, this guy has so much blood on his hands. He's so filthy dirty. He killed so many people. He tortured so many people. We have documentation of it. He's in England. Let's bring him to trial. Let's get him to court. Let's do something. You know, prosecutors in Scotland say they want to talk to the foreign minister about the Lockerbie bombing, and they've asked even the British government to speak to him about that. And he certainly has resigned from his spot. So if he went to England, and after all of these things that have happened, it's pretty bad, or he feels like it's falling apart, because he's not offered any immunity from the Brits or any kind of international justice at all. And it does make you wonder, with the British government, what's their hand, what are they going to do in this situation? Because if he was part of that Pan Am Flight 103, part of that atrocity and some others, I mean, they've got to pursue this, right? They have to pursue it. And what he did, he left England, or what he did was he decided he left England on Wednesday on a private jet from Tunisia, and didn't give much notice to the British government. They do know where he is. They say he's in a secure place in England. So after he fled to Britain on that plane from Tunisia, they got him someplace else in the kingdom, let's say. I don't want to confuse you. So that's what the deal is. And he's also been brought up as being associated with the bombing of a French plane over Niger in the late 80s. I hope that's great. Go after him. If he's the first high-profile guy to get out of this thing, then go after him. Get some justice there. But there are a few others that now have trickled out of this, too. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How about you? It's the weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, any movies coming out, do you know, or I don't pay attention.
We always do a cheap movie review. There's one that's getting a lot of buzz. It's called The Source Code.
Who's in it, do you know, or?
I'm trying to think who's in The Source Code. There's a couple of, I don't know, I don't think there's anyone really super big in this, but I've seen a few clips of it, and I can't tell you off the top of my head. I don't know who's in the movie.
All right. I'll pull it up on net, check it out, see what it's about. So, hey, by the way, I was always wondering about, these terrorists, Hezbollah, Hamas, whoever, when they would do terrorist acts, they brag about it, they take responsibility for it, and Al-Qaeda especially, and I was always wondering about that Lockerbie thing, because he didn't boast, at least to the world, that he did it, Gaddafi, but we know he did. Of course, Reagan bombed him, killed his little girl, in a punishment or something, I don't know, but he never, that's kind of weird, because then the question is, well, why did he do it in the first place? If you're not going to make some kind of political statement afterward, take responsibility.
Yeah, why would you do it?
Why did he do it in the first place, So I don't know. But anyway, though, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see this foreign minister of theirs that left and how much they're going to barter with him to,
get information about Gaddafi. That's what they're going to do. I think they want to really tie it up to the Pan Am bombing because England, especially Scotland, looked bad, remember, over what happened there when they let the one guy go who supposedly was riddled with cancer and was going to die from cancer, and he's still alive.
Yeah, and then they hold a big parade back in Libya.
Yeah.
And anyway, though, maybe this guy knows, can tell, the British intelligence or whatever how to get Gaddafi now, how to help the rebels get him or whatever, infiltrate his compound or something. I don't know. Sometimes, Kate, if this was the United States just going in and doing their thing and taking him out, this thing would have been over already,
That's what we said. If this was the case and this was going to happen, it would have been better go to Congress, get in there, boom, and be done with it.
Yeah, now you're looking at a stalemate more money, and it's just, I understand we're not, we're not running the show over there now. NATO is. I mean, it's French and British jets that are patrolling the skies, and we got our full covert CIA in there doing stuff. But I think one of the things Americans are just tired of, Kate, how about you? I love to talk about it, don't get me wrong, but you just wish, I think there's a lot of people who are just sick of hearing about it. You know, they're just tired of hearing about the Middle East. They're like, let's get it over with, boom, boom, done, and gone, and,
yeah.
You know, and get out of there and not have to worry about these people again, and, you know, because it's just like this little irritation. I mean, we don't talk about the old evil Soviet Empire anymore or the evil Chinese communist or anything. This seems to be like the only major irritation in the world right now. I think a lot of people are just getting tired of it, you know. Hey, one last thing I want to share with you, by the way. Did you hear Obama's energy speech by chance the other day,
yes.
A couple days
yes.
ago?
Yes.
You know, and he talked about getting, you know, cutting back the 30% of Americans' oil, foreign oil. And, you know, I think it's actually a little more than 11 million barrels. I think it's like 12, 13 million barrels,
right.
You know. But, you know, Kate, we use, America's probably going to realize this, 600 million gallons of gasoline a day. That's
I know.
How much it's 2
crazy.
Gallons per person.
I know.
And when I hear these politicians, especially Obama like that, you know what I know he'll be serious is when they not so much cutting back dependency as to conservation, you know, and telling people to go buy electric cars so we just generate more carbon in the air from electric factory, you know, from
well make it more affordable and don't shut people down when they had the ability to do that 15 years ago, and they didn't do it because why? They wanted the oil profits. Because remember, there's a lot of profits in this. And what do the oil companies do? Who are they propping up? Hey, before we switch here, I want to tell you, I wasn't going to give you a sneak preview because we do that later, but I'm going to do it anyway, Don. Source Code has Jake Gyllenhaal in it, Michelle Monaghan, and Vera Farmiga, who was in Up in the Air, with the one with George Clooney. That's the actress that was from that. And what it is it's a soldier who wakes up to find out that he's in the body of an unknown man and discovers he's part of a mission to find the bomber. And Vera Farmiga, I guess, gives him direct orders. So it's kind of one of those heebie-jeebie things. He's got to find the bomber of a Chicago commuter train. I don't know. It looks like it could be kind of interesting. Don, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. All right, coming up on the flip side here on ATN, another edition of We Can Count.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Freedom is the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Week in Count here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Here's the scoop. I love this news. Highway deaths, I saw a report on this, are their lowest since 1949. Do you believe it? That's 60 years. So the Transportation Department is saying that 32,788 people, that's what they're estimating, were killed on our highways in 2010. But that's a decrease of about 3% from 2009. So it's the fewest number of people who have died since 1949. How about that? And during the presidency of Harry Truman, that's when 30,000 people were killed. What was going on there? People didn't know how to drive. What were they doing then? The Pacific Northwest, that means Washington State, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, Alaska, they saw the fatalities drop 12%. Arizona, California, Hawaii, also big declines. So that's very, very good news, I would say. I can't tell you, living in the state that I live in, Texas, the people who drive in Texas, I got to say, and I know some of you are listening to me, what is the deal with the speed? Speed still does kill. I have seen people do crazy things, and I don't understand. You just got to say to yourself, why am I going to get killed or kill other people to get to where am I going? Where am I going so fast? Do I really have to get there this way? I just see way too much of it. And, you know, the drunk driving thing, we know that. Stupid. Have someone drive you home, take a cab, whatever. You have a few too many, you're having a good time, that's fine. Just have somebody else take you home. I don't get that thing about let me just drive, I'm fine, when somebody's falling all over themselves. So hopefully, and maybe that's part of it, maybe less people are getting slammed and driving. In the efforts to kind of curb that whole drunk driving thing, maybe they're working. Maybe more people are wearing seatbelts because you know, nobody wants to get that ticket. Maybe some of the cars are a little bit safer. Although those tiny, teeny cars, I'm sorry, the smart cars, you cannot tell me that a smart car is going to win in a collision. I mean, yeah, you're in a city and you for parking and everything else, and, oh, you're saving the environment, I get it. But, boy, I would be... I don't know that I would feel that comfortable driving around in a smart car because I think you're going to lose in that case, especially with a big truck. Oh, absolutely. Forget about it. How about Hershey? Ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania? It's really cool. You go to Hershey. I went to Hershey a bunch when I was a kid, but I didn't grow up too far from Hershey. If you ever go to Chocolate Town, USA, when you go and tour the factory, they give you a free chocolate bar, but it's an amusement park attached to it, too. But the light posts have Hershey Kisses on the top of it. Pretty cool. But the Hershey Company is raising their prices by almost 10% on their candy. Do you like Kit Kats and Kisses and Twizzlers and all that? They say they had to do it because of the raw materials. Pay attention. That's why I'm telling you about the story. Fuel, utilities, and transportation. Oil. Look what's happening with oil. It's hitting everything. If you've been to the grocery store lately, you know what I'm talking about. Prices have really jumped. And so Hershey's, that's what they're saying. They're saying that they're in this position where they have to increase it. They've weighed it and they had to make a move here because they had to stay ahead of this. And they're not the only ones. That's what we're seeing in the trucking industry and food and the way it's trucked, and that's why it's being passed on to all of us. And if you haven't heard this story, it's worth mentioning again because I did get a bunch of emails on it, and I know people were looking at the video of it, and I think everybody knows this story. The missing cobra from the Bronx Zoo after 5 days was found. Yep, 20 inches of the reptile. Actually, in a hiding spot in the zoo's reptile house in a dark corner. So the cobra was there with the pumps and the motors and all the other mechanical stuff. Crazy. Oh, imagine the person finding that. Yeah. A lot of people were worried. A lot of people were following it. There was even this Twitter feed that had 200,000 followers. It was an anonymous at the Bronx Zoo cobra. Deal. That's pretty clever, I have to say. Whoever came up with that idea, bravo, because they have more followers on Twitter than most of us. How about that? All right, we'll give you one last one. How about $100 million for a house? Can you ever in your wildest imagination imagine spending $100 million? So while so many people are struggling to make their house payments, there's this guy in Silicon Valley, a Russian billionaire, Yuri Milner. He's a big investor in Facebook. He decided to buy a house, $100 million. Wow. And it's right in the heart of the Silicon Valley, too. It's luxury property. That's a lot of money to spend. What do you think the bill for the utilities is there? Do you know how big this sucker is? 25,000 square feet. A 25,000 square foot mansion in Los Altos Hills. It's probably one of the largest, I think it is one of the largest ever in U.S. history for a single family home. And he says, I guess he has no immediate plans to move into this mansion. But he wanted to get the property and wouldn't really say much more than that. 18 acres in hills that overlook San Francisco Bay. It has a ballroom, a screening room, a wine cellar, a gym, a spa, pools inside and out. That's incredible. And I guess, I mean, that's got a top. I think it even tops the amount of money it cost for the late TV producer Aaron Spelling's house. He had an incredible house in Los Angeles, and it went on the market for like 150, but they couldn't get that, so they had to drop that down. So I think now this house beats that. Wow. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kay. You know, I just went on Wikipedia here and to follow up on your car death statistics.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that is pretty amazing because back in 1980, we had 51,000 people die.
Phew.
And now it's been cut down like, you know, 20,000 people.
That's huge.
That is. That's like 40%, man. That's,
yeah.
I never would have thought that, but, you know, the whole thing of drinking and driving and the airbags and everything like that, I think have, you know. Matter of fact, if you look at the, well, there's too many more numbers that I could throw out there, but still.
I know, that's always the problem, but yes, but what you just threw out there, that's big, yeah.
Yeah, from 51,000 to 33,000, that's a miracle. I'm so happy because you know when I was young, you know, everybody was you know getting hurt in car accidents.
Yes.
And that was back in the 70s. So, I want to talk about the budget there. I saw that the Senate came out with a balanced budget proposal, and of course when I started reading it. You know, I started thinking, and I'm going, let me see here, $14 trillion in debt, $1.4 trillion in debt this year, and they want a balanced budget. That's like, you know, somebody's lost half the blood in their body, and you tell them, okay, I'm going to stop the bleeding, but we're not going to put any more blood back in. You know?
Exactly.
It's not the right prescription for someone who... For a country that is in that bad shape. But then I read a little bit more and I got even more disgusted. It said this plan will be enacted 5 years after it'll start 5 years after it's enacted. So in other words, I'll stop the bleeding in a couple of days. I'll be back in 5 days. You know, it's ridiculous. And then They put all this stuff in the fine print, and they think the people can't read, and they forget the people have the internet, or they just don't care. And it's so sad that you know they would actually come up with something that ridiculous. You know,
I know it is ridiculous. And now we're counting days, 8 days, and this thing is not 8 days, 7 days, and it's up.
Yeah, and no one has told us how much money we're going to save by shutting down the government, you see?
Right.
Because that's going to be another battle royal. They say, well, we're actually not safe. I remember the last time it happened, and, you know, with the unions and everything like that, we weren't really saving that much money.
Right.
It's not like we're going to save a whole lot of money, I don't believe. I talked to Justin Amash, my rep. He said, nah, it's not going to be a big thing. So,
So why bother? Yeah. So then instead, the inconvenience, the ridiculousness, the grandstanding for nothing. If it's not going to save any money anyway, it's just stupid.
Right. And Michelle Bachmann, now she said that, remember when she said there was $105 billion in Obamacare
that
we could take out? And all they had to do is change some House rules, apparently. But I guess they don't want to do that either, so... I think really it's over as far as this budget is concerned, and the big one I think is going to be 2012. And
oh yeah.
Of course, there's not going to be any rush to do that.
No, because again, presidential election, trying to shelve it, keep everything nice, keep saying that the economy's fine, get the jobs up as much as possible, because there's an election at stake. Absolutely, Tomas, always a great caller, of course. Hang with us, everybody. Coming up next. So we're going to tie it up in a neat bow. You'll see what I'm talking about. Stay with us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I'm going to present to you now, taking it full circle, all that we've been talking about here on America Tonight includes Roger Madden. And yesterday's New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman, who I read, I agree with some of what he says and some of it I have to throw out. But he talked about the issues facing the fires that are currently burning up the Middle East and says that President Obama is lucky. Oh, I hate that word, lucky. The problem with luck is that it usually requires a lot of vision, courage, and I'm not so sure I believe in luck. Here's Roger Madden's take.
In yesterday's New York Times, columnist Thomas Friedman, describing the complex issues facing the fires currently burning in the Middle East, praised that President Obama is lucky. The problem with luck is that it usually requires courage and vision. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Barack Obama has never disappointed with respect to his courage. He made choices in his life that took courage, and he wouldn't be president today if he hadn't. Associating himself with the vanguard of American radical socialists throughout his life, openly and notoriously, took a great deal of courage in spite of the fact that his ambition was so overpowering. He knowingly sat in the church of a radical, hate-mongering preacher for 20 years in order to gild the lily of his political aspirations. When it came apparent in the summer of last year that the Health Care Reform Act was was floundering and would not pass with Republican support, he resolutely inspired the Democratic congressional leadership, encouraging it to garner the needed Democrat votes to accomplish this monumental achievement. He had to know that the result would lead to the most devastating political defeat his party has ever experienced, yet he remained undaunted. There is little doubt that when it comes to domestic affairs, Barack Obama has the necessary courage to attain his vision of a socialist America. It is not his lack of courage that has girded the independents and those on the right for a massive brawl with the socialist left that will inevitably occur in the presidential and congressional campaigns of 2012. Rather, it is President Obama's vision of America that compels so many Americans to take to the ramparts to defend freedom and individual liberty. However, when it comes to matters involving America's role on the stage of international affairs, President Obama lacks a comprehensive vision. His Monday night speech concerning Libya reveals a president who is uncertain or unwilling to move this country into its 21st century responsibilities and obligations. He believes America must step back from its leadership role in world affairs. He believes that America is not an exceptional country and has no greater international responsibilities or obligations than the countries of Chad or Denmark. Thomas Friedman prays that our president gets lucky. I pray that in the presidential election of 2012, America gets lucky. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Wow, so there's no doubt who Roger's voting for. How about you? 2012 is getting interesting. Donald Trump is getting his financials ready and saying he's willing to reveal whatever financially. The other day, Trump also talked about Obama and the birth certificate and why he won't show it and all that sort of stuff. And he's kind of going for the jugular, if you will. I talked to somebody in New York today, a financial person, who said that he believes that Trump is getting more serious about this, that it could happen. You have other people announcing exploratory committees, Michelle Bachmann, you know that already, plenty, the former governor of Minnesota, same thing with him. Newt Gingrich, we know that he wants to jump into the fray here. He's also looking into it. But I think Trump, who I initially dismissed as, this is great, it makes headlines, he's got his television show going on and all of his financial things, so he always likes to keep a high profile anyway and isn't shy about throwing his two cents in on a ton of different things, certainly not what's happening in the world or in New York. But now I believe that he is definitely more serious. So when Roger talks about 2012, there's a name that you might start to hear a little bit more. Of course, he's going to have to do the Iowa thing, test the waters, see what happens. Same thing, New Hampshire. I don't know. Can he really pull it off? Can you have a name like a Trump that all of you listening to me would seriously consider as a better alternative to the man who's currently in the White House? Would you take Donald Trump over Barack Obama or any of the other candidates who may come into play here in the race next time around? It's going to be interesting, I'll tell you that. And the Washington insiders feel like if the economy is strong or strong enough, that Obama still gets a lot of the same people who voted for him the first time around and easily wins back-to-back presidencies. So that would be three presidents in a row who served two terms, if that's true. Mother Nature. It wouldn't be America tonight if we weren't talking about Mother Nature. I have a lot of family and friends who live in Florida. We also broadcast to several places in Florida, including the Space Coast. We love the Space Coast. I have got to get down there to see one of those last shuttle launches. I was hoping the Endeavor, that's coming up soon before we know it. It's not possible to get down there for that one, but I'd love to go and see the last one. So tornadoes and thunderstorms across central Florida, pretty much west to east, it flipped over some small planes, some cars, some homes were damaged, and one of them was at this Lakeland Linder Regional Airport, which is halfway between Tampa and Orlando. There were a bunch of planes that were there for an air show that they call Sun and Fun Fly-In. So take a listen to one of the officials talking about what it was like.
Lightning struck one of the poles while we was out there. It blew over two of the trees over here. It was pandemonium. The wind started picking up, roaring. The rain started coming down hard, and then it all started spinning around.
Spinning around. It's interesting because I was talking to my brother and nephew on Skype earlier in the evening yesterday, and lightning was in the background. They were in the house, and I could see the light and said, oh, here's the lightning storm, oh, no. And they weren't far from where some of this stuff happened. There's a bridge. It's a well-known bridge, the Howard Franklin Bridge near St. Petersburg. You had a tractor-trailer blow over onto two cars on that bridge, and then there were parked cars that were overturned and damages to lots of different buildings and whatnot. And the city of Tampa really got slammed. And for my family, they had power outages and all kinds of crazy things there. And it was pretty nasty stuff. And it was something that came in. There was this one tornado that was reported, and north of Tampa, another larger one from the Gulf of Mexico. This is just what you live with when you live in that area, when you live in parts of Florida. Beautiful, beautiful places, though. I think up and down, actually, both coasts. Speaking of beautiful, oh, we hope that the weather continues on a course where it gets nicer, especially in the Northeast, because they've had some problems with the opening days in baseball since snow is being forecast and horrific rains in some places. However, the show did go on in one place. I'm going to let you hear what one of the moments of the game, and then I'm going to tell you about it. Here's Michael Kay, one of my favorite play-by-play men. Check it out.
So now a 2-0 count, Coke to Granderson. That one's drilled deep to right field. There it goes. See ya. A long home run off the bat of Granderson. And the Yankees lead 4-3.
That would be, yes, as you heard, New York. New York winning out of the gate. And as always, like any other team, there's a long, long season ahead. 161 games now left for them. And it's nice to win, though, in the beginning. It's like the Dodgers. The Dodgers and the Giants have an interesting rivalry. And in L.A., the Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1. It's just the first game, but fans come out. It's a lot of fun. And it might be tough to come out, though, in some of those places in the Northeast where snow is being forecast. But at least baseball is back. How exciting is that? I hope you can join us next hour in America Tonight, because we have another edition of Nail the Score. Your chance to win some great prizes and bragging rights thanks to March Madness. Only four teams left. Ooh.